Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, poke fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Dr. Bill Janoschak's in the house. Welcome.
Hey, Ron. Great to be back. Great to hang out with you.
Glad to have you with us. And I never lied to you, but it is great to have you. we're going to have some fun today. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. National Pack Your Lunch Day? Really? I want to go out for lunch. Of course, that's why I've beat anorexia. On the other hand, you could go with National Blueberry Popover Day. That one might be just as exciting. Maybe not. I guess we should get into our content, being that those are such exciting celebration days today. Did you follow what's going on in Europe? Yeah, maybe you don't want to follow what's going on in Europe if you are in the financial markets. If you are a... It might be a little bit of a method of telling us the real story about the U.S. economy. Once again, weekly jobless claims here, they dropped 18,000, so there was 259,000 people last week filed first-time jobless claims, little less than what the expectations were. But the big news, it's all out of Europe. The European Central Bank came out today, and they decided to drop... I don't know how you figure this one. They say they dropped their interest rates again, but they were negative before. So now they're more negative. Not good. You put money into the bank, into the European Central Bank. They don't give you all your money back. They don't pay you interest. They give you a part of your money back. They're not going to give it all back to you, charging you to put money in the bank. They're also increasing their buyback program. That was kind of like the quantitative easing that we had here in the U.S. Not a good sign of the economy when the bank is the one that's the only one buying the bonds. Not good news there. Second week in a row, Freddie Mac telling us that interest rates are going up. Not good news there either. Why are interest rates going up? Well, all throughout the world, the bonds go down. When bonds go down, it's just mathematics. Rates go up. Just the thought process right there. So be careful. Not a great picture in the news, although we will hear, I think it's next week, from our central bank. Janet Yellen will be speaking. I don't know whether we want to hear what she has to say, but we're going to anyway. Just because we're in the middle of this election period, and the bankers don't like to meddle in elections, or at least they say they don't. So it really becomes a big issue to figure out what's exactly going on with all of these different issues. But 30-year fixed rate loan, it did tick up just a little bit. But the 15-year fixed rate loan, that one went up as well. Now, you know me. I feel, and I can with numbers, I can tell you precisely that a 15-year loan is very, very risky for your family. Having your home paid off, that's even more risky for your family. We'll talk about that in the days and weeks to come. Home equity, high risk. Just think about it. I'll give you the 2-cent version or the 2-second version. The reason home equity is high risk is very, very simple. And we'll talk to Dr. Janicek about this in a minute, but I don't know anybody that's got an appointment for a catastrophe, a medical disaster in their lifetime. I've never heard of somebody that says on January 17th, 2019, I will be struck with Alzheimer's or dementia or a stroke, and I'll no longer be able to work. I just don't know any place that happens. And if you've got a home equity, I promise you this, I've been doing mortgages for many, many, many years. When somebody has a stroke and cannot work, very difficult for them to get a loan. So if they've got a house with all kinds of equity, but they can't work and they need money to eat, the equity does them absolutely no good. We do have some solutions. We'll talk to Allison Ferguson tomorrow about, you know, maybe some alternative solutions. We've also talked to Pat Moran a couple of weeks ago. He had some alternate solutions. Just a thought for you to keep you on your toes. That's why I do not like, I find high, the owning a home free and clear, high risk. Put that money in a safe, secure, guaranteed or insured investment. Seems to me like a much, much better option for you, much better opportunity for you. And we can tell you some of those places as well. You got to love it. I mean, obviously, broadcasting our flagship station, ESPN 1700 San Diego. There's a couple of our heroes that live in the San Diego market, U.S. Navy members. Got a new carrier coming out. I'm looking at I read about this carrier this morning on one of the news stories. Probably one of the, here's my thing. You know that I'm a bit conservative. I make no bones about it. The absolute best weapon that the United States of America can have, bar none, deterrence. If you got the great weapons and you don't need to use them because people are worried about it, great. We've got the best military in the world. Well, the U.S. Navy is coming out with a $13 billion aircraft carrier. Think about this, $13 billion, can house more than 4,500 people, weighs 90,000 tons. They're going to call it the USS Gerald R. Ford. Amazing. It's going to replace the Nimitz-class carriers. Here's the issue. Now, I don't know why, you know, it's only in Department of Defense or the U.S. government can you figure. They figured on this that it's going to save them money over the 50-year life of the product. They've got a 50-year lifespan of these carriers. Do you think any of these guys really care what's going to happen 50 years from now? If they cared one iota about what's going to happen 50 years from now, we would not be $19 trillion in debt. Just think about that. They'd find a way to save that money because it's going to our kids and grandkids. They're going to pay off that debt, not most of us, because 50 years from now, I'll probably be on the wrong side of the grass. Well, not that kind of grass, but just think about that. Great tool coming to the U.S. Navy. If you want the article on it, just send me a note or put a note on Facebook. I'll share that article. U.S. Navy's new $13 billion aircraft carrier. It should be amazing. You got to love it. Potential strike at Cal State facilities. we've had some professors come in here and talk about some of the public schools, the public higher education schools. Very interesting thinking about what's going on there. I wonder if they're going to strike in June or July. I don't think they go to work then, do they? Just a thought. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Janicek. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll find something. We are also going to talk about home prices going up. What's a good credit score? We've got a couple of mortgage tips for you. We try and share those on a regular basis. And you know you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcasts, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegel.com, ronsiegelradio.com archive. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7744.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018-69452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by your area-trusted real estate professionals. Yes, that would be the local realtor in your neighborhood, and they will tell you the true value of your home. All you need to do is text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PAIR, to 79564, and the professionals will get you that true value of your home. You can't get it any other way. You can't go online and get the true equity position of your home. It just does not work. And we've talked about that before, so if you didn't catch it, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Interesting, about almost 250,000 people last month checked that out. That's why we were safe in bringing Dr. Bill in today, but we'll talk about that more in a minute. Home prices are rising. No, a new housing bubble is not forming. We recently reported that home prices are continuing to rise across most of the nation, created concern in some pundits that a housing bubble like we saw 10 years ago is forming again. They must not know a whole heck of a lot. We want to explain these concerns are unfounded. Current increase in home values can easily be explained by the theory of supply and demand, economics 101. Right now, the number of families looking to purchase a home is greater than the supply of homes on the market. I've shared this with you. San Diego, Brent Humphreys was in recently, less than 3 months supply. Orange County, Inland Empire, right around 3 months supply of homes on the market. Anything less than 6 months supply is considered a seller's market. Prices will continue to rise. 6 to 7 months, that's a neutral market. Home prices will only appreciate based on inflation. Greater than 7 months, that's what we had in 2008, 2009. Home prices will depreciate. It's a buyer's market. The difference in 2006, a decade ago, the demand for housing was artificially boosted by lending standards that were far too lenient. Now you got to go to somebody that understands the lending environment to get a loan. It's very easy to get loans, but they need to understand what you need. It's all documentation. Very, very simple. Historic data for mortgage credit availability, much, much better today than it was way back in 2005, 2000, or 2006, 2007. Today's price increases, unlike those a decade ago, are the result of qualified buyer demand. Qualified buyer demand. Did I say qualified buyer demand? Exceeding the current inventory of homes available for sale. Once the supply increases, prices will level out. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, text PAIR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, just the acronym PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So we do have a good time, as you can tell, you know, doing radio every morning. We got to have a good time. And I do have a good time when Dr. Bill Janoschak comes into the house. He and I argue, debate, have fun. Your Belinda Family Chiropractic is the name of the business. I get to learn from Dr. Bill as well, so that is kind of fun. I'm not sure if it's good things. Mindy tells me that some of the things I learn are not to be repeated.
Yeah, well, that's those are the best things of the things that you don't repeat. So those are always the great things. We always tell the real secrets and the real truth to your friends.
Okay, there we go. So, and you know something? We got it made because you and I always have this ongoing battle that or discussion. It's that whenever you come on, ratings drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, so one of the things that we know about here is I've learned that, you know, people don't know what to expect all the time. I never post early when you're going to be on.
Yeah, well, that's always good. But you know what? I don't want to. I know what stress. You know, my expertise is stress, and I know
causing or correcting
both. You know, you've got it. You know, our friend Wesley Goose said that you should never take a position unless you can argue strongly on both sides.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So, so I like to create stress, and
so now you're going to go into politics because Donald Trump, well, he's both sides of every issue.
Exactly. But one of the things, I know how stressful it can be with you, with your ratings just soaring through the roof. You got to increase staff. You've got to be on top. You're always active in social media and everything else. So I worry about you. So I like to come on periodically, drop those things back down. It's like the market. We're self-regulating.
Right? Well, you know something? One of the things that I try to do, because they like us to keep the ratings up, I generally figure that if I can get you sandwiched between great guests.
Oh, yeah. Well, Allie's tomorrow.
David Meltzer and Robert Mott were in yesterday. So we had, you know, today we can take a little break.
You know, it's marketing. So when I come on and you lower the bar and then you bring them on, it makes it even better than it already is.
Yeah, they sound great in the first place. But when you start, you know, kind of like when we looked at housing prices in 2012, we had these great numbers. Prices were double-digit appreciation. Well, part of that had to do with the prices had gone down so far.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to get a little semi-serious. We don't get too serious. But when I mentioned to our great intern here this morning that I was going to have a chiropractor come on, comment was, why do people not believe in chiropractic? And I made the comment that the cynical person that I am.
No, you're right.
Is that a lot of times the drug companies don't make a lot of money in that arena, so they're going to bash it. But what is that? I mean, because I'm sure that you've come across people that say, you know, it's hocus pocus, it doesn't work. Tell us about why is it in such demand? Why are we seeing people turning to that form of benefit now?
Yeah, well, you know, I believe the world's a bell curve. You're going to have people on one side of the issue that no matter what you, this is great for our politics now too, no matter what you say, no matter what data you bring, they're never going to change your mind.
Sure.
If you have people on the other side of the bell curve, you can, it's hocus pocus, it doesn't work, that they're never going to change their mind. It's the middle ground. And that's getting less and less. I mean, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, yeah, there was definitely some controversy because we've grown up in a medical model.
Right. And so many people are just ignorant. Not stupid. They just haven't been educated.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And that's why my whole push for everything has been education with my patients and in the community is because we've grown up better living through chemistry. You know, we got through the 60s and the 50s and the antibiotics.
We don't want to hear about the chemistry then.
But there's a pill for every ill. And it was interesting. Your friend Barack Obama in the State of the Union address was talking about all the medical breakthroughs. And I was going.
So I know whose ass to kick.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Exactly. He shows up every once in a while, and you know who else shows up? Uh-oh, I think she's coming in right now. They said she wasn't coming to California.
Oh, well, Hillary, how are you? I didn't even see her.
She must be on
down,
a
girl,
for a
down.
Got a treat?
But it's really interesting that, you know, we've gone through that better living through chemistry thing, but our world's different. Our physiology is different. We all sit. 80% of our jobs spend 80% of our time sitting, and our bodies need movement. They need to, and they break down. And that's where a lot of the chronic diseases come from. And chiropractic, now, you know, we've now have the science, the hard science and everything to explain how things are happening.
Well, I saw two comments that I'll make there. One of them, I just saw on one of the news I watch a lot of different news broadcasts to try and get a mix of
steal information. Repurpose.
We share information. But you got to, you know, if you really want to get great information, you got to use the internet. You got to look at, you know, CNN, Fox. Nobody watches MSNBC, hee haw, but you know, you get all these different sources. And I don't remember one of the stations I saw a commercial just recently for a standing desk. So you can sit down. Mm-hmm. Or you can, it's kind of like hydraulics. It lifts your whole desk straight up. So you can stand up.
They have them with the standing desks with treadmills underneath them. So you can walk and
feel like you're getting nowhere.
Well, that's how they know they're at work. They're working and working. They're not getting anywhere.
Exactly. And the other one that I share is just a personal story. And I don't know if we've even talked about this on air, Dr. Bill, is that probably, I'm guessing it's about 18 years ago now, my son had I guess they termed it a lazy eye. Mm-hmm. And we took him all over. We took him to the Jules Stein Institute. We took him every place that we could find a traditional medicine to see if a doctor could figure out, because he would be looking at you and then he'd turn his head to the left and his eye would come eventually, his right eye or whatever, which I don't remember which it was. And you know, we no one could find the solution. We tried patches. We tried, you name it, we tried it. And all of a sudden, we had a chiropractor say, I think I can help that. And, you know, I didn't believe it, right? How's a chiropractor going to help my son's eye? And I actually called another chiropractor that I know on the East Coast and said, can he hurt him? And they said, no. And my son's 24 years old now. And he doesn't even know that he had this issue because he did help and solve the problem.
It's stories like that that actually made chiropractic what it is. Because way back in the day, they were just crazy, crazy rebels because it was a revolution. Because it was the first time that natural health care was even...
It wasn't considered.
It wasn't even considered because the paradigm of medicine, if you were a medical doctor, you knew how to heal bodies. Well, the medical profession doesn't have a monopoly on physiology and anatomy knowledge.
Sure.
And some of the brightest people that I know are chiropractors and naturopaths and what they would deem alternative medicine. But it gets into marketing. I'll tell you where my profession really fell down.
Well, we're going to have to save that.
Save it.
And we're also going to talk about medical. There's a whole different thought about doctors today than there was 20 years ago.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna chat about both of those when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also talk about what is a good credit score, what's a great credit score, is there a myth in those, and we'll give you another one of our Mortgage Minute financial tips as well. More with Dr. Janoschak when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it's wrong. The reason I know it's wrong is they all are. I haven't seen one. I've been looking at credit reports since the 90s, and I've yet to see one that's completely accurate. Not asking for a perfect score, just saying completely accurate. They are not. What are you doing? CreditSanitizer.com has the solution. Now, what is a good credit score? Because we see that dumb commercial on TV all the time, and I think it's from Experian or Equifax or something, and I know I have an 800 FICO score. Well, who cares? All it does is confuse the marketplace more and more because you know what? You know what you need an 800 FICO score for? Absolutely nothing. Now, it's a great score, and I don't chastise anybody that has one. I wonder if she really does or if it's a FICO score, one of those Vantage scores that gives you the wrong number, or if it's even a FICO score that you could use to buy a house, a car, or is it the one for a credit card? I don't know which one she has. But here's what the fact of the matter is. FICO scores, a real FICO score, has a range of 300 to 850. An excellent score, anything above 750. Good credit, 700 to 749. If you're in the sevens or above, you're going to be able, depending upon your debt-to-income ratio, credit is not going to hold you back. Could be other items that hold you back, but your credit score is not going to hold you back. And remember, there are loans on the market now down to a FICO score as low as 500. Are you going to pay a little extra interest? Yes. But it's better to pay a little extra interest than pay somebody else's mortgage. That's called rent. Just a thought right there. That's your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're going to continue our conversation this morning. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. Dr. Bill Janoschak is in the house. Your Belinda Family Chiropractic. I kid him on a regular basis because we are friends. I've been to his office many, many times. He's a regular contributor on the radio program. I've gone to a number of your seminars.
Yes.
That's why I can.
And they were successful despite of that.
Not everybody left.
Liberals.
I think it was because you were talking about stress reduction. So they didn't want to stress out, so they stayed.
Exactly.
But we were talking before the break, and I do want to get back to talking to you about stress and some of the issues. A couple of things that I wanted to throw at you. And those people watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, I don't literally throw it at him. Well, sometimes when the camera's off.
All maybe. The attorneys, you keep an eye on this.
So you're making a comment earlier about medical doctors heal bodies. And I'm wondering sometimes because 20 years ago, you know, before the internet was so prevalent and people could, you know, you say sneeze and someone goes and looks it up on the internet and says, here's the symptoms. So they're self-diagnosing. You had to go to a doctor, a medical doctor back then, or we thought we did.
Yeah. First of all, the medical doctors don't heal bodies. Only nature heals bodies.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you and I have talked about it. Drugs don't even heal people. They heal symptoms.
Exactly. And I always start out, you know, people like to hate. Just go
haters
on,
hate.
Hate. So I always say, as medical doctors are great people, they study great things, and some people need drugs and surgery, and they save lives every day. But they don't cure anything because they give you more medicine to cover up the symptom most of the time, and then they just kind of get, well, my job's done. If you go to the cardiologist, he's going to give something so your heart beats better, but it kills your liver, then you have to go to internist to go get that taken care of.
I love that when you talk about that during the stress. Seven.
Yeah, it's we are so distracted, and we see it in our lives all the time. Now, if we give the body its basic things that we need, if we were all cave people and we
that'd be what food, vodka, what red wine,
donuts, bacon. Hey, we forgot bacon. Our great friend Joe Eagram would frown upon us on that. But that's the biggest thing that we need to do is take care of that. But you're talking about now we can Google everything.
Sure.
The worst problem that we have now, other than sedentarism, is people self-diagnosis. Because now we don't have a problem with information. And this is where we have to unteach people what to do, because they watch Dr. Oz, they go to Dr. Google, and they say, oh, I have this because of this, because that's when I sit them down and we break it down and we say, no, you got this because this connects it. That's why I like explaining things to people so they get it. You know, you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Sure. And I love the way you talk about that, because it changes the whole thought process. I just had somebody just recently who was sharing that exact scenario that they went to the doctor and said, I've got this. And the doctor says, well, maybe with my degree, I think you have that. And they went home and looked it up and said, oh, yeah, I guess I do. I missed that symptom.
They'll do that. And you were just talking about credit ratings. I didn't know there was one for a car and when do you do that. And I didn't know. That's why you need a team of people that you trust. And you can build trust in many various ways. Is you can listen to Ron Siegel Radio every day and say, you know, Ron knows his stuff. And they can lean on you, because behind in every profession, there's behind the curtain. There's things that you can't explain to somebody because they don't have all the information. And
they don't study it. I mean, I think I always I chuckle somewhat when I hear people, and I see it, I'm sure you see it more than I do because you're in the profession, but somebody says, I Googled this and this is what's wrong with me.
Exactly.
And I look at it and I say, okay, Dr. Bill went to school for, you know, 25 years to get that 4-year degree and plus the medical, you know, and your chiropractic training and all these different things. And I think that because I can type something into Google that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's what I say. The information is out there. And you can have evidence to believe anything you want. And that's right. That's what's interesting about when I'm watching debates and everything. People live on sound bites, and they're so distracted, they don't have the attention span until something goes wrong, and they're forced to sit down and listen.
Yeah, it just really does baffle me sometimes how that works. Let's start talking, and we may have to carry this over into the next segment as well, but when I went to the seminar on stress, and it fits so many different areas because, you know, there's so many people right now in our society that are stressed over a lot of things. We're seeing, you know, the numbers came out last week that wages are down, the new jobs that are being hired are less than median income. I look at some of the young people who are graduating from colleges now and finding a difficult time getting a job or getting the job they want or getting the pay rate that they thought they were going to get. Stress is all over. Mm-hmm. Our kids, we've got more and more kids. I know it's one of your passions, but more and more kids are with the ADD and the autism, and they're on the different from some, and we may or may not be the immunizations, but we don't know how to deal with stress.
That's right.
So talk a little bit about some of the things that we can do beyond getting the drug that makes us need the next drug, that makes us need the third drug.
I'm going to set your show on fire, so I'm going to bring the ratings back up for a second.
Okay.
Here it goes. I'm here to make America great again.
But holy cow.
But we're not going to do it the way that we see it on TV in the election, because they have nothing to do with it. By making America great again, it's like making the body great again. You start at a cellular level, and those are the individual pieces. That means making you and me better. And it's easy. And I'm going to tell you the secrets right now. Eat real food. Get good sleep.
Wait a second. Before you go all that, I think that I heard somebody walking in the door.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Give it to us, Dr. Bill.
So you've got to move consistently.
I move from the refrigerator to the freezer to the couch.
And most people do. Most people do. But if you need to exercise, and that doesn't mean necessarily go to the gym, but you've got to move. You've got to be around. You have to have a strong social group where you can laugh. Laughter is very healthy.
I'm used to people laughing at me.
At you, it's just as long as the laughter's in your vicinity.
Okay.
You need to get outside. You need to be in the sun. You need to drink lots of water. You know what? That's about it. And that's all free. If everybody did that, their stress levels would be lower because they would be able to handle the stresses coming on better, and the people would be healthier. They wouldn't have financial stress.
I listened to a great book recently, and it's interesting that you say that because it's a book called The Miracle Morning. And basically they say in the first 5 minutes, you're going to determine your day.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, as you sit up, drink a glass of water, make sure you put it there before you go to bed.
Yep.
Right. Get in this routine, then go get your exercise in. And even if you do some sit-ups or push-ups or whatever, but if you do some of these things in the first 5 minutes of your day, you're setting yourself up for success.
It starts your trajectory. How many people do you know, though, that wake up first thing that they do, they grab their phone and check their email?
And A lot of people in this day and age.
So what they're doing is they're telling their subconscious and they're telling the world around here, I'm reactive to whatever you want to do. If we don't feel that we're in control, whether our health, our finances, our lives, traffic, whatever it is, that creates a stress response. If we're constantly in that stress response, we're dying. And you've been to the seminar where I talk about your body will create the chemicals in you under fear in life. It's your body's creating those. If you're laughing and you're happy and you have a positive mindset, you're creating endorphins that are and actually making you younger, healthier, and happier. We're all going to die, but what state are you going to die in?
Well, actually, you'll laugh, and we'll talk about this because I think maybe it ties into what you're saying. Is I was watching on one of the early morning shows today, there was a doctor on there and Dio, I forget that. I forgot. I'll look up the number, the name, what that stands for.
Osteopath. Yeah.
And she basically said a lot of what you're talking about. She said, we're so caught up, especially at going to sleep, we don't realize what our bedroom is made for. And our bedroom's only made for two things.
Yeah. Sleep
and TV. Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe TV is what you're, but that was what she said. She said, get rid of all the electronics, get rid of the telephone, get rid of the TV, and you'll be healthier because you're not going to be thinking about all these other things. And I don't know. We'll see if what Dr. Bill has to say about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Mortgage tips, they're on the docket as well. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for the new mortgage, they've got the products. Everything from the best loan on the market, that would be the VA loan, FHA loans, conventional loans, conforming loans, jumbo loans, up to $3 million. How about one day out of short sale, one day out of bankruptcy, one day out of foreclosure? All those products are available from our friends over at VIP Mortgage. What is the difference between a discount point and buying down the loan or origination fees? And I'm going to give you the short version of all of this, but here's the issue. Discount points versus origination. Discount points are points that you pay to get a lower interest rate. It's a very, very good thing to contemplate, easy for me to say, if you are looking at staying in the property an extended period of time. There are those people that will do refinances and buy down the interest rate. Just had a client the other day that wanted to buy down their interest rate to the low threes. Very, very easy to do if you understand the process. You have to also realize that you've got to be in the property for an extended period to make that work, because the buy down is going to cost you money, and you want to make sure that the amount that you save, what's the break-even time? Now, origination is completely different. The origination are the different fees that are involved in getting the loan. There are always origination fees. I know you're going to hear a commercial that says no points, no fees, no whatever. The only thing that they didn't say at the end of that is no malarkey, because they know that they're full of baloney or something else. The fees are always there. You think about it logically. Do you really believe that the processors, underwriters, documentation people, lawyers that create the loan docs, do you think they're working for nothing? Obviously not. They get paid. How do they get paid? Well, you either charge the fees and show it to somebody, or you include it in the interest rate, raise the rate a little bit, and then the fees get taken out through there. One way or another, everybody gets paid. There is no free lunch. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. Continuing our conversation this morning, Dr. Bill Janoschak, your Belinda Family Chiropractic, is in the house. We've been talking about stress. Yeah. You know something? I don't know why when you got here this morning, I had this level of stress that just increased immensely. I think you have that effect on people.
You never know. I want to welcome the listeners back to 1955, where the word baloney and malarkey can be used in the same sentence.
Well, Steve does have that dump button over there, and sometimes, you know, you gotta watch out what I say. This is broadcast there, Ron.
You're getting all fiery. Yeah, you know, the level of stress.
Some of us don't remember 1955, so I'll just throw that back at you.
But I YouTubed it, and I saw that those words being used. I think it was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or something on that. When I came in, your stress level can go
through
up
the roof.
Go down. Yeah, it's the unknown, because you never know what we're going to bring. But it's always the unknown. But, you know, we were talking about the way to start off your day.
Right.
If you start your day off with your intentions, and we're kind of getting into Bob's area over here. But if you start your day off with your intentions, what you're going to do, you're not reactive. Like I said, the first thing that you want to do in the morning is not check your email.
I'll get myself in trouble, because I can tell you I better not tell you what the first thing I want to do in the morning is, but we talked about in the last segment when you were talking, I kind of mentioned what this doctor on TV said the bedroom was for. You came up with a different solution. So,
you know, I wanted to keep it PG because I know how your ratings go.
Okay.
But
not supposed to watch SportsCenter in the bedroom. Yeah, just saying.
Now you're in
now
trouble.
I'm in real trouble. They keep this door unlocked and I'm in serious trouble here. Okay.
But the biggest thing I was talking about, everything that you can keep healthy with is already free. We're so distracted by imaginary things, sound bites, traffic,
Some of us use sound bites on a regular basis.
Well, that's all good part of your marketing, but it's interesting.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
In general, people don't know what's true and what's not true, and they make up stories in their head, and they live off their stories rather than reality. And it's like anything else. You check an email, you go, oh, no, I have to do that. And they start a stress response to go on. Looking at it, it's like, did you get the XYZ report? And they're in their mind, they're telling themselves, oh, I have to do this right now. When you go, well, you know what? I can do this in 3 hours after I do this or do this and I do my exercise.
Absolutely.
And I get my set straight. And we're so much under stress that we really don't have a chance. And that's why if we want to make America great again, I don't really care who you vote for, because that is not going to make you better. You know?
Yeah, that's sound advice. Absolutely.
You know, it's fine. In this election,
right,
we're going to have one winner, but we're going to have 100 million losers because either, you know, if Bernie or Hillary win, or somebody good, half of the population is going to be mad, and we
right.
go back to that bell curve. So the only thing that we can really do is take care of ourselves, and we take care of ourselves, and we create close knit communities of like minded people. That we're going to be a healthier community. If you have a healthier community, you're going to be happier. You're happier. You're going to live longer. And we're going to make America great again.
So I've talked about a prior career that I had in the import-export business.
Yes.
And frequently, you know, China. If it was, I always felt it served better because I was one of those goofy people. Had to check the email all the time. Had to check, date myself, the fax machine, right? And you could save a lot of time. So if you would respond to an email at 2 a.m, you could save a full day. So here's the issue. I'd get up and I'd roll over in bed. I'd look at my device to figure out an email, or I'd go grab the fax machine, answer that or reply to them because I was going to save a day. But then your mind starts working and you never get back to a real good sleep.
Yeah, that's and the difference between doing that is, are you doing it being proactive or reactive? So if you knew as a business owner and you set up systems that I'm going to check something at 2 o'clock in the morning because this is part of my system. But if you have also parameters that say, but I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. I've got to do this. I need to get some sleep because if I'm not sleeping, I'm not going to be sharp. And by the way, you should get some rest, Ron.
And then people wonder why I continue to bring Dr. Bill into the show.
But you set those parameters and
right.
you say, okay, I'm going to work from 2 o'clock in the morning to 2:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but I'm not going to work till 3:30 working on an email or setting this up or writing that. So it's all perspective. And if you have a good support group, friends, family, business team, whatever like that, you can structure that, especially nowadays, to decrease your stress. People are inundated with technology; it's actually increasing their stress. So, it's
and that's the whole key to it. We talked about getting up in the morning, getting that water, getting the freebies. You know, eating properly, not a lot of the chemicals. My bariatric doctor says stay around the perimeter of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah, very, very simple. Because around the perimeter of the grocery store is you're going to have your meats, your cheeses, your veggies, your fruits, everything in the middle. That's all the processed foods. But that's
all the stuff that has the ingredients that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't pronounce it, or you can't pick it, or your grandmother couldn't get a hold of it, you probably shouldn't eat it. But that's not the hard part. You know, the picking up the rule. It's like Dr. Google. You can go on and find that information, and it's just kind of separating the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, it's just deciding whether you're going to really do it. I mean, because I'm a living example, right?
Yeah.
Every fat person knows every diet in the world.
Exactly.
Right? And
every person has the Get Rich, How to Get Be a Millionaire book on their show.
And make every excuse in the world as to why they're not doing the things that they know they should do.
And you know what? It always gets down first to mindset and in your community. Because based on that is you're going to make different decisions and you're going to have different actions based on the people that you're around.
So, yeah, man, that makes a lot of sense because
Of course it does. Heck, that's why I'm a doctor.
I surround myself with Dr. Bill, and boy, do I go crazy. A lot of fun. Great. Thanks for coming in, Dr. Bill. And be sure to set that first radio preset button
Glad
to come
to
back
here,
every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.